Coach on the road, once again introducing you to the MLB stars of the game. And I got this young up-and-coming heartthrob. Introduce yourself to my audience.
Well, I'm Duke Ellis, and I'm from a small town in Texas. And this is my first time in the big city, and I've never been more excited, let me tell you. So this is a dream come true, and I'm excited to be here.
So what is it like for a Texas country boy to be in a big city?
Something new. Sure, it's a lot louder. A lot more people honking at me and yelling at me. Just because, you know, there's about 3 red lights in my town. So, man, it's a great experience. And, you know, having the family here all week and everything else, having them experience it with me here, made it a lot easier to, like, settle down and, you know, find my place here.
And you ain't even experienced rush hour traffic in Chicago yet.
No, I'm trying to stay away from that as much as I can.
Me too. I've been there all my life. You broke in with your rookie debut against the Cubs over at Wrigley Field. So, I mean, how special was that moment?
Just like anybody, I mean, having your debut in Wrigley Field, one of the oldest baseball fields in the game, it's like, that is like what you dream about. That's what you think about. That's what you see people and like say, that's what I want to be like when I grow up. And to have that as my debut, that's a memory that, like, I won't forget the smell of the field. I won't forget the lights. There ain't nothing about that day that I'll forget about, especially being a regular.
And I saw Mom, I saw the whole family out there just hugging, kissing, sure, and crying.
my sister, my mom. So my mom was my first call when I got the call. And you think I got hit by a car or something. And she would cry and scream. And me and my sisters are tight. Now, I wish my middle sister, like Morgan, could have been here. But my oldest sister, me and her are tight, too. And to see her, like, she was tearing up. She said the whole plane ride all the way here. And, like, when I stepped across the field, she started crying again. Like, having that, like, support and, like, what we've been through together as a family to get to this point is, like, it's awesome to have them here with me.
You said Mama was screaming, hollering, crying. Rumor has it you was too.
I won't put you on the spot. I wouldn't say screaming and everything else. I started tearing up just a hair, just because, you know, it's been a tough road for me. You know, I was a late bloomer. I was told a lot, like, you know, I wasn't even good enough to play D1 baseball. So, you know, I had to handle a lot of adversity. And to get here and, like, have the guys accept me into the clubhouse and make it easy. Not easy, but, like, easier to go into the game and do what I have to do. Like, it's been awesome. And the guys in the clubhouse have been great, you know, picking me up after, you know, I've made a couple mistakes so far. And, like, for them to, like, hey, dude, it's all right. Like, you know, we've all been there. It's just, like, just, you know, get your feet underneath you. Get your feet wet, and you're going to be good. And, you know, to have them kind of say that to me and, you know, kind of pick me up and everything else, I feel like we're going to be in a good spot.
Well, I think for the last few days, you've just been walking on cloud nine. I don't think your feet touched the ground yet.
No. No. No, not yet. But they will soon. They will. I mean, hopefully today is, you know, it's a new day. And, shoot, I'm feeling good today. So hopefully I get in there today and I can do my thing.
So what is it like when you get that call up that you're going to the big leagues?
Man, for me, it was breathtaking. It was, to be honest, I went to Skip, and how everything went down, right when he said, you know, like, we're calling you up to the big leagues, my first question was like, so I'm not coming in here getting traded or released? And he was like, no, sir, like, you're going to the big leagues. And that, like, everything kind of dropped, and like, it's just that, not relief, but like everything that you've done up to this point, it's like it wasn't a waste of time. It was, everything I've done was worth every bit I've done, every sacrifice, every, you know, if you lose a friendship through it just because you have to make the sacrifice, it was, everything was worth it to this point.
So what happened after you got that call? You got on the plane and headed to Chicago?
I did. I flew 6 o'clock in the morning. Flew to Philly, and then Philly to here, and then about, you know, 6-7 hours later, I was in Wrigley stealing the base.
I bet that was the longest trip ever.
No, actually, it was the fastest. That was the fastest 2-hour flights I've ever had in my life. They flew by, no pun intended. And I got to the field, and that whole day was really fast.
You probably helped the pilot fly that plane.
I might have told him to step on it a little bit, like, get me there.
So you get to Wrigley, walking that ballpark. I mean, all of a sudden you're pulling up. Did you even know where to go?
No, of course not. Well, at Wrigley, it wasn't too tough. They kind of guided me through it. Now, when I got here, it was like, I don't know where I'm at. So I ended up in center field when I first got here, and I had to walk all the way around in or from over here. So, you know, I'm adjusting. Slowly but surely, I'm adjusting, finding out where everything is, and it's good now.
So you had to tell security who you are. They don't know who this young face was walking through there.
No, of course. Yeah, when I first showed up here, it was like I showed my ID, and they were like, were you with the White Sox or the Red Sox? And, you know, that was cool. It was like, well, hopefully I can, you know, let you remember my name in a good way, and so you don't have to ask me that question again. I'm with y'all with the White Sox, you know.
And then you walk through that tunnel. I mean, what was it like going through that tunnel for the very first time? And most fans never get to see the tunnel. Most of them don't even know it's a tunnel that leads to the locker room.
Yeah.
So what was that feeling like?
Surreal. It was, I was at the most peace as I've been in a long time when I was walking down. My first start tonight, I was the first one to, you know, walk through the tunnel just so I can get my breath under control and my anxiety a little bit under control. And it was the quietest, like, walk I've had, and it was the most peaceful walk I've had. And then when you come up and you come out to the dugout and you see the lights and you see the fans in the stands, it's like, wow, like, we're actually here. And this is hopefully what we're going to be doing for a while.
Then I guess once you got in the locker room and met the guys, you find out it ain't no different than high school, college. You got a bunch of characters on the team.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have your different personalities and everything else. And, like, this team, like, you know, we're going through some adversity, but, like, how they handle themselves with their everyday prep and, like, how they can keep a good head on their shoulders and pick each other up and how the clubhouse is staying positive, you know, through a tough time. It was awesome, and it was easy to come into the clubhouse. Not easy, but like easier to come into a clubhouse with guys like that, just because we all know like this game isn't easy, and you're going to handle adversity, and like how these guys have, you know, controlled themselves, go about their everyday prep, it was awesome. And I just kind of followed in that footsteps of, you know, we're going to put our work in every day to go win a baseball game, and we're going to have fun doing it.
So many times have you been called rookie so far?
Shoot. About 2 or 3 times now.
That's all?
Yeah, not too much.
Oh, you got a little ways to you, yeah. Still got a season.
I still got a little bit.
You got a little White Sox connection. I guess your dad played in the big leagues.
Yes, my dad did play in the big leagues. Not with the White Sox. He came up with the White Sox, got drafted by the White Sox, came up, and then he later on made it to the big leagues. You know, won the World Series in 2001 with the Diamondbacks. Played on multiple teams, and like, yeah, it was having that to follow up and to follow the footsteps of that. Me and my dad had a pretty, you know, connecting moment there. Like, you know, we're in the same small fraternity together now, and we can actually finally say that together. I think he took that as like, I mean, he was hard, you know what I mean? He was hard on me. But, like, without him being as hard as he was on me, like, honestly, I probably wouldn't even be in the game anymore, because I wouldn't be able to handle the failures I've had and the adversity I had to go through. I probably wouldn't have gotten through it without him being so hard on me when I was in a younger age. So having him around, it's been awesome.
Let our audience know who your dad is.
Robert Ellis. He was a right-handed pitcher, threw gasoline, and... his nickname was the Bull. So, you know, he had a little fire underneath him. Because I don't think you get a nickname the Bull unless you have a little bit of fire underneath you. So, but he was a competitor. He loved the game, and shoot, he breathes the game, and that's my dad.
And he got a ring.
He got a ring, 2001, with the Diamondbacks.
He showed you that ring.
Shoot, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's in my safe in my room, actually. So
what anytime, you doing with the ring?
Well, anytime I get to go home, I get to admire it, and, you know, hopefully I get to get one myself with it.
Coach, with the young hot throb for the Chicago White Sox in his rookie season.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot.
Thank y'all.
All right.
A League of Our Own baseball honoring Dick Allen, one of the teams in our league shall bear the name Dick Allen Hitman. Dick Allen played 15 seasons in the MLB. He was the 1964 National League Rookie of the Year, a seven-time MLB All-Star between 1965 and 1974. He was the 1972 American League MVP for the Chicago White Sox, and he led the American League in RBI.